my friend. It's so good to gather with you again, maybe just the two of us, or do you have a sense that we are joining each other in the midst of the world, in the midst of others' longings? I do. I often think, though, of you in particular, whoever it is that I might be speaking with, in a very personal way. I often wonder where you are and what your life is like right now as I try to open a simple reflection on these podcasts. Again, it's Dan Riley, your brother, Franciscan from Mount Irenaeus, and it's a beautiful, lovely morning at this point. Light broke through a little bit after what was really to be sunrise. The light doesn't always come when it was noted to, predicted to, it seems, and then it's here, and it truly is right now. And I've been reflecting on the readings and on our lives and where you might be. I hope you're somewhere where you can experience a little bit of peace and take this in as a restful moment. We're in the time of Advent, the waiting and longing for God's coming, the bursting forth of the final, complete fullness, wholeness of God's presence for all creation. We celebrate as Christian people the coming of Christ, Jesus, in flesh, born of Mary, cared for by Joseph in a community family, a poor family, raised in a little place and then going out to preach to the world. And this one we follow, we Christians, and we're struck by him. And in the gospel for the second Sunday of Advent, we hear all of a sudden John bursting forth, the Baptist, his cousin, we're told, and calling for repentance. And that always seems to be such a big challenge for me, and I think for a few reasons. One, I have a great need for it. There's a ongoing need for me in my life to be converted, to be open to the good news, and to begin to love people more deeply, kindly, patiently, gently. But also there's this inclination to privatize the message rather than hear it as a personal, personalized message. The difference, I believe, is that it is a personal message, personalized for us because Jesus Christ, God's word somehow present to us now, is breaking in on your life and mine, wherever you are, here. I'm hearing it and sharing it with you, but it's not privatized. It isn't for us alone and by ourselves, simply, not just drawn aside and closeted, but opened our individual hearts, our personal place, to this ongoing ability to let light in. Light in the midst of darkness. And so for the second reading given for December 8th, that Sunday, you may be beyond it or in the midst of it now, there are two words that Paul uses that I find my reflecting on for a few moments. And one is the word endurance. He tells us and talks about the beautiful call, "May God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another, in keeping with Christ Jesus." So harmony, where does it come from? Well, not from privatizing a reality, but hearing it personally, joining in a choir, in a concert of people who are coming alive, who are experiencing light. But that's not easy. You might be here today, right now, listening, and sometimes I come to these moments feeling and experiencing the stress of life, the difficulties of it. And the word endurance is in relationship to that. It's talking about the quality, the strength, physical, mental, and we would say spiritual, of being able to live in the midst of stress with significant strength, with holy fullness of strength that we need. And we find that, I believe, both within ourselves, but also with one another, as Paul says today. So this endurance is something that we don't find only on our own, not in a privatized way, but certainly in the significant person that you are. You can feel now, in the peace of this moment, the ability to live with stress and strife. That's why we come to quiet moments and places where we can reflect, so that we can move up and out from them and into the world, and again to make a difference and bring life to others. There's a beautiful call out in the gospel, Matthew 3:1-12, for the second Sunday of Advent, after John really sort of unloads his gun on us. excuse the violent image, because Isaiah, the same Sunday, beautifully takes everything that's violence and moves it to peace. Isaiah 11, 1 to 10, that everything might be moved to peace, that he shall strike the ruthless, and from there will come all sorts of new convergences of relationships. The calf and the young lion shall browse together. You might remember that. But after John has sort of set the stage, Jesus is being told, we're hearing, will come, and he's going to baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire. And then it says, he will clean his threshing floor and gathering his wheat into the barn. You know, when I think of this as not just sweeping it away, but clearly gathering it, cleaning the threshing floor of my life, the stress and places where life seems burdensome, difficult, and meaningless. And Jesus will come and clear that up, draw it together, gather his wheat into the barn. In the corners of our lives, in the cracks in the floor of our experience of existence, God's seeds are there. And they want to burst forth in new life. But it takes endurance to live through the time of stress and see and realize this God who is endurance for us, endures with us, and gives us strength. The other beautiful word, excuse me, is encouragement in the midst of this late fall cold. Encouragement, the expression of the great sense of support that comes to us, is the act of giving hope. One translation would offer us encourage within our hearts, heart-to-heart engagement, what I often reflect on, because it's so important, again, that this message is not privatized, but it's personalized. The vastness of the coming of Christ to all of creation now is profoundly to each of our hearts, to each little chickadee's arrived here today and somehow scared off a blue jay to get some seeds. You know, from each tree that I watched this morning as the sunlight burst in upon it, each and all of us, not separate but together, are encouraged, are full of new hope. That is, the Lord comes with us to help sweep up the floors of our existence. We need not be overwhelmed by strain and stress, but indeed help each other find our way, the way. The peace of the journey, the peace of the journey we're on. Again, excuse me, wherever you are, in the midst of this time, in my clearing of my voice, in the unfortunate sense of not being able to speak as clear as I want, I let go of that and am just so glad we're together. Possibly you too have worked with a fall cold or a this of a sniffles is coming on, or something more significant is in your life, and you're saying, Dan, you're talking about the trivial. And I'd say whatever burdens us now wants encouragement to break in upon it. And we need to find endurance with one another. And it's given when we find it a personal message, not a, let it be privatized into our own separate existence. But we begin to walk with one another more and more as sisters and brothers in the world. Thank you, my friends, for taking time with me and enduring my rough voice and our rough roads. They aren't clean and straight yet, but they want to be, and that's what this wonderful season is about, Advent is about, and indeed each of our days. Blessings and peace from Dan Riley, from the Mountain Community, from Mount Irenaeus to your very deep and personal heart. Light and happiness today.
Let us climb the Lord's mountain. Let us learn the ways of peace. Let us walk the path of justice, for the greatest and the least. Let us climb the Lord's mountain, let us learn the ways of peace. Every nation shall come streaming, from the west and from the east, to the Lord's mountain.